The graph ticks up by 0.3. The analyst predicted misery. But stubbornly the numbers grew, as if the doom were overdue. Iran is burning somewhere far away, yet GDP has had its day. A little spurt, a minor gain, to medicate the economic pain. And everything is fine, they say. Just look away and seize the day. The numbers dance, the falter stops as credibility quietly drops in the theater of the absurd. The absurd is all we have observed. $5 million tight and says he's seen the shining light. A reward for all his Brexit toil, for drowning Britain in the oil. I can't be bought, the fellow claims, a sentence that defies all names. For sale, perhaps not, it appears, he came with all his principles in arrears. Epiphany. And everything is fine, they say. Just look away and seize the day. The numbers dance, the falter stops as credibility quietly drops in the theater of the absurd. The absurd is all we have observed. The king went down to Golders Green to witness wounds that can't be seen. A mother cries, the system's broke, while parole boards treat it like a joke. And in mind, jailed for wicked deeds. The system fails, the system bleeds. Polly writes her radical cure, but Starmer's hand stays insecure. The cinemas are filling up with kids who've had enough of glowing screens and endless scroll. They want to lose themselves, behold, distraction free, a quiet space to disappear without a trace. And one young woman writes to ask if 12 hours sleep could be the task. Her boyfriend's found the perfect cure for 2026's peculiar war. And everything is fine, they say. Just look away and seize the day. The numbers dance, the falter stops as credibility quietly drops in the theater of the absurd. Absurd is all we have observed. Perhaps the sleeper has it right to close his eyes and sleep through the night. It's 2026.